It is time to bring in Brian Ross. It's time for Real News. Brian joins us at this time on a Thursday morning, and we take a look at what's going on in this incredible world of ours. Good morning, Brian.
I'll say, Marshall, it never ceases to amaze all of us, right?
No, you know, and you hate to say this, but the news out in the United States, there was another shooting rampage in Memphis. In Canada, two brothers who are now dead managed to stab and kill 10 people. It's just a crazy world.
We no doubt are seeing a spike of violence. It would take some sociologists or psychologists to help us understand it, but we're definitely seeing it. It makes big headlines for sure.
Absolutely amazing. The United States is the epicenter for gun problems, but all around the world, things like this are happening. Let's talk a little bit about what happened at the White House yesterday, where the president and Joe Biden also welcomed in Barack Obama and Michelle Obama for the hanging of the portraits.
And what did you think of the portraits, Marshall?
You know, I thought they were good, to be quite honest with you. I thought what I liked about it is the presidential portrait for President Obama was very stark and realistic, okay? And the Michelle Obama portrait, to me, was a softer, more artistic type of painting. I like the difference between the two styles, to be honest with you.
The artist who did the former President Obama, his work almost appears to be a photograph.
Yes.
So as Mr. Obama said when he was speaking at the White House, it is, he catches every wrinkle, every gray hair. And he made a joke that he talked him out of wearing a tan suit, thank goodness. but it was almost like a photo. And then Michelle Obama looked so gracious, so elegant in the painting that was done of her.
And this is one of the things I loved about President Obama. And George Bush Jr. had this knack too. His off the cuff remark about how his wife looked fine, and you know, he's just very at ease with whatever he does.
She's so fine, right?
Yeah.
And also it was interesting to see that it was for the most part not very political, although Michelle commented when it's time to move on, we move on.
Yeah.
Unlike another former president.
Now, and of course, people realize that Donald Trump never had this ceremony when he took over, and Barack Obama, his portrait was done, and they're doing it now. It's going to be very interesting to see where they move the picture of Donald Trump, because that is at the discretion of the White House. You know,
yes.
See if he goes. Maybe if he goes in one of the kitchens or one of the bathrooms. But I didn't.
Well, I think as we do know Joe Biden, I think he would stick to the tradition and do it. Whether Donald Trump would be part of any such ceremony is hard to know. He's at odds with so many people.
And I have to move on. And you know, I want to say, Mr. Barr, shut up. You know, where were you when you were Attorney General? But I can't, because the things he is saying now and the things that people on Fox News are saying now really are a big indicator that the president is going to have a run for his money, and I think in the primaries.
Yes, and, you know, he thought that the raid in and of itself would be enough to sort of seal the deal for him and help him gain popularity and spur him on to running again. I'm not sure that's, as you say, true anymore. I think that Republicans are having a hard time kind of coming up with an explanation for what happened. And in certain ways, his former attorney general just hit the nail on the head. As you say, where was he when he was supported the Trump during the Trump administration? He didn't seem to have that same candor. But he certainly is now, and going on Fox News, those are the true believers. That's where they get their news, and to hear that must be unsettling.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting to see how this is all developing and shaking out, and as more things break not only on the January 6th commission, but as more news breaks on what's going on and the papers at Mar-a-Lago, it will cast further doubt in the minds of people. It's not going to do anything to Trump supporters. They are, I'll say one thing for these people, if anything, they are religiously supportive of their president. So I don't think it's going to change a single mind there, but I think it will change some single minds on some independents and some Republicans. The way it looks,
right? No matter what anyone says, almost for any president, it's going to be 30% or so are just true believers and stand by their man or woman, whoever it is. In this case, though, we're seeing Trump's legal team, trying to deal with his craziness, which I think is a fair way to put it, because he's given up several different explanations for why the papers were there. Maybe it was the GSA, packed them up, wasn't his fault. Maybe he had declassified them, although no one has a recollection of him ever doing that. Who knows what it was. But clearly, people on behalf of Donald Trump misled the FBI. You could say lied, but maybe they didn't know or told, but given bad information. But there was a constant effort by the Trump allies, the Trump circle, to mislead the FBI and the Justice Department about where those papers were. I think that's just undeniable at this point. No doubt there's a reason for a criminal investigation. As you know, the judge there, Trump appointee, has ordered the Justice Department to stop any investigative steps using those papers, and the Justice Department has until tomorrow to decide whether they should appeal. And based on what Bill Barr said, I think they should.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that the Justice Department's going to appeal. I just don't think there's any doubt. But we'll see what happens. But, when you talk about Donald Trump and his supporters, you just brought up a very good point. You remember when Bill Clinton had his problems? Democrats rallied around him mightily with his problems. And his problems weren't necessarily governing. It was the Republican-led misbehaving sexually. His sexual...
And let's be honest about that. That was really a stain on the presidency. Yep. For what he is alleged to do, what he admitted to doing. Yep. Right in the Oval Office. Yep. Dining room. I mean, there's no defense for that.
Yep. No.
Is it the same category of taking top secret documents and keeping them in violation of the law? Probably not.
No, but it just shows that the power that some people have. I mean, he even his best friends supported him right to the very end when they found out the actual truth. So it's not just a Donald Trump thing. That if you're a strong president and you're charismatic in your own way, your people are going to stay with you. Well, move on to the Ukraine. This is a story that is not going to go away. The Ukrainians are now on the offensive in the southern, eastern region of the country. We just signed a package to send more money their way. And as a matter of fact, Secretary of State is in the Ukraine right now. And I think
with another $2 billion pledged to defend Ukraine.
Yeah. They're meeting, the European leaders are meeting now to see what they're going to send. I think Russia is really on its heels here. And this, probably the next month or two, are going to be very important in what happens over the course of the next year with this war.
Right. And a fascinating story in the New York Times that they have now had to turn to North Korea to buy, resupply of arms, of missiles, and various ammunition. China is not helping them so far. They've had to turn to North Korea, which in the view of American military analysts shows just what a bad situation it is for the Russians. They're in bad shape if they're depending on North Korea. They depended on Iran for a number of drones that showed up and it did not work. So it's a challenge for Vladimir Putin, but in his comments this week to various addresses, audiences, was that we've got to do it. It's the righteous thing. So it shows no sign of ending.
No, God bless them. The Ukrainian fighting spirit is absolutely amazing. It almost reminds me, I know people are going to get mad at me for saying this, the Viet Cong. They just fought and fought and fought for their territory.
When you're fighting for your country, there's a will to fight that is hard to ascribe to people who are outsiders or foreigners or mercenaries. When you're fighting for your country, you'll do a lot. That's what the Ukrainians are showing.
All right. And this is a story that I saw on CNN. I couldn't believe it. A soldier was kicked out of the army after the FBI said he enlisted to get better at killing black people. And this is something I think that the FBI was awoken to during the January 6th. How many former military people were involved in the January 6th uprising? Probably had the FBI take a closer look at people who have applied to join the armed services and look back over the records and details of these people's lives.
Very disturbing. Very disturbing. Both former military and former and current law enforcement officers were caught up in January 6th or decided they wanted to be part of it. And those that have been caught are now paying the price in court. They'll be off to prison. But it's all very disturbing about people who we trust to defend us and protect us. If they were involved in that, like, what is going on?
Yeah, I mean, you go back to Timothy McVeigh and what he learned and what he did, and the problem is a lot deeper, and hopefully the armed services are looking more and more and more into it. And a final look at California, they're not going to get hit, but a hurricane is going to make the closest pass to California coastline in more than 25 years, part of the bizarre weather that we're having.
I'll say, not to mention the huge rainstorm here this week, which was much appreciated, long overdue.
Yep, we got almost a little under 5 inches at my house. So,
is that right? Wow.
And the creek is running. The creek out back, which at my house, which comes from Mount Riga, was not only dry, but it was so dry, it was bone. It was there was dust. Hadn't been running for almost a month, but thank goodness it's running again. So. Maybe we'll back to
running. Okay.
All right, Brian, always great to talk to you. We'll speak to you next week.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, Marshall. Let me put in one plug for Lakefield Journal, our efforts
to
stay vibrant, alive. Big movie at the Millerton Movie House this weekend, The Killing Fields. It starred Sam Waterston, and he will be there along with the former CBS News correspondent Richard Schlesinger to talk about the movie and then a screening of the movie.
And then you're going to do the thing with Salisbury, right?
That's right. A week from tomorrow, I will have Marty Baron, the former editor of the Washington Post, who you maybe people know from he was in the film Spotlight when he was the editor of the Boston Globe, plus Sabrata Day, who is the executive vice president of Vice News, and then John Costin, who is the editor of the Lakefield Journal, a brand-new editor there doing a fantastic job, I think. And we'll be talking about the future of American journalism. So I hope you'll come, Marshall.
I will try to make it. It's a great celebration of the 125th of the Lakefield Journal.
It's being held at the Hodgkiss School at the Walker Auditorium, and it's free.
All right.
So please come.
All right, Brian, we'll speak to you next week.
You bet. Take care.
Take care. Brian Ross and Real News. You can find Brian, of course, at robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Brian Ross and Real News.